2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Fox to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Schiff. Would you please rise?
Let us pray. Almighty God, in giving us dominion over things on earth, you made us fellow workers in your creation. Give us wisdom and reverence so to use the resources of nature that no one may suffer from our abuse of them, and that the generations yet to come may continue to praise you for your bounty. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. As you can see, let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. Mr. Tankard and Mr. McCleskey will be absent today. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of you here today. I can assure you that you will be afforded an opportunity to be heard on any matter that's important to you. I'd like to also take this opportunity to introduce someone who comes from time to time when Mr. Josephson can't be here, Mr. David Grandis from the Attorney General's office. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the agenda in front of you. Mr. Graham, is there modifications, additions, or deletions to the agenda?
Several.
I hope not additions.
No addition. Item 7, Ron Savage, requesting that be removed. The violation has been resolved.
Okay.
Bonnie Cross, item 8, that protest has been resolved, so staff can issue that permit administratively, so we'll remove that. And item 10, Baymar Construction Corporation, there is no health department approval for that because the law prohibits the commission issuing a permit until that has occurred. We're asking that that item be pulled pending VHD approval.
Okay, has Baymar been informed of that? Do they know what's going on as far as that's concerned? All right, very good.
And I don't know whether you want to act on the Birchwood request for continuance.
We do, is it? Right. Yes, sir, we do want to act on that, on the request for continuance.
As Birchwood Motel had requested a continuance, late yesterday afternoon, you granted that continuance. The parties were advised. We have not set a date. I had sent an email to Mr. Alveston, who's the Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General, who's handling this, as to whether or not he had any potential avoid dates in July, August, or September on the fourth Tuesday. I have not heard from Al, assuming then that he has no prior court dates or commitments, I think it's up to the commission to reschedule or defer it to a date certain so that we can advise all parties of that.
Okay. And is anyone here on that case? And just so the record can be clear, the continuance was made by counsel for Birchwood late yesterday afternoon, which is the reason I did not have the opportunity to inform the commission prior to this morning, or I would have done that. And since it was an issue that has been sent back on remand, I want to make sure that all the individuals involved have a fair opportunity to review all the materials that will be presented during the briefing. So that was the reason for my allowing the matter to be continued. And I guess, Mr. Grab, once you find out what Mr. Alveston's schedule is, we can update the commission, let them know what's going on as far as...
All right, so that, at this point, you're just tabling it indefinitely, and councils will work out an appropriate date?
I'll defer to council real quick. There is no statutory requirement that this remand be heard within a certain period of time if it's at the request of the applicant, is it, David?
That's correct.
Okay. So it is tabled until we hear from Mr. Alveston. You get with Mr. Alveston and Mr. Martingale, and the sooner the better as far as I'm concerned, but at the same time, I want everyone to be in a position to acknowledge that they're adequately prepared for that case. Any other additions or corrections to the agenda from staff, members of the commission? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have one item. As a commission, we recently asked staff if they would conduct or initiate a study of the 2 3/8 cull ring requirement and its effect on the catch rate of crabs around the state. And if we could get an update on that, I would appreciate that during the fishery section.
Mr. Grist, you prepared to do that? You'll note Mr. Travelstead is absent today. He has an illness in the family. His father-in-law is having some surgery today, but that's the reason you don't see Jack's smiling face here today as usual. But Mr. Grist can adequately handle that matter. And I believe, where's Rob, is that? Gotcha. Okay. Any further additions, corrections, deletions to the agenda? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve the agenda as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda are the minutes of the previous meeting. You've had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the minutes of the last meeting be approved and submitted.
Motion made by Mr. Fox to approve the minutes as submitted. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And, sir, one abstention. For
one abstention by Mr. Schick, who was not at the last meeting. At this time, I'd like to swear in staff members and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that will or may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. Mr. Grabb.